You were listening to the 1 Million Cups of Appleton. We are a group designed to educate, engage, and inspire entrepreneurs in central Wisconsin and beyond.
Well, today, since it's 9:05, we're streaming on Facebook. It's Wednesday morning, right after a night of, I'm sure, news watching and election fun stuff. So we're here united as a group today of entrepreneurs to reach over to the state of Minnesota and welcome our guest from Minnesota here. Today we have Chris from his company Sharpa. He is also a 1 Million Cups previous organizer of his community. So that's really exciting. We're really happy to have you here. But Chris, I'll let you take it away. Thanks for being here today.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to be able to listen to what I have to share with Sherpa today. And I look forward to a good conversation and just hearing your thoughts and questions. I'll go ahead and share my screen to get us started. All right. So like we were talking about, so today I'm going to tell you about Sherpa. So here at Sherpa, we love discovering amazing adventures all throughout Minnesota and beyond. And what better way to discover than with the help of a local? And so that's why they're Sherpa. Adventures created by locals, experienced by you. So I'm excited to announce that not only do we love Minnesota, but Minnesota loves us back. As part of the Minnesota Cup, we were named the most innovative Greater Minnesota startup. In addition, we finished third in the high-tech division and first in the E1 Ignite Cup. So why does Minnesota love us? Well, it's because we're addressing a big problem that we all face. So let's face it. The only problem with vacations is planning them. When people have the day off of work to be able to get away from their computers, they don't want to spend 3 hours of that day going through review sites, blog posts, things to-do listings. They need a vacation from that. In fact, 42% of millennials say that planning is one of the biggest stresses of traveling. And others are trying their best to help. Airbnb offers guided experiences, but requiring someone to go with you as a guide, it really limits the amount of experiences that they can provide. And our local visitors bureaus do their best to highlight their members, but oftentimes they end up just creating a directory that provides a lot of the same information that you can already find from a Google search. We still have to do all of the planning. So that's why there's Sherpa. Sherpa enables travelers to discover experiences by removing the uncertainty of exploring a new community or new places in your own community. Sherpa's platform connects travelers with self-guided adventures created by locals. So we'll talk more about the traveler here in a bit, but it's important to remember that the needs of the traveler really become the demands of our local communities. So the needs of our communities are really quite simple. These communities, whether they're chambers, visitors bureaus, DMOs, they lack the resources and the proper channels to be able to promote their communities in a way that highlight what makes them unique and really a great option for people looking to get out and explore. And so that's why we've created a tiered subscription model that allows communities to create, highlight, and promote adventures featuring their communities. And then via those subscriptions, we then take a portion of those funds and use them to kick off content partnerships with travel influencers that are already looking to explore and engage with these communities. This is providing to be a really powerful driver, both for the communities and the travel influencers that are joining our network. So now let's go look at the traveler side to see what they're doing. So it starts with discovery. People find our adventures either on Sherpa.com or through one of our partner sites. And then after clicking through to one of the adventures that interests them, they can learn a little bit more about what to expect, what to bring, and really what type of adventure this is. And finally, clicking in to explore will guide them through each one of the stops, helping them to get the most out of their adventure as they're given guidance on what they should expect from each one of these locations. So this is where everyone is finding these adventures so far. We started here in Rochester, Minnesota, while we're putting together pieces to be able to cover this entire map with adventures by this coming spring. So let's talk about where we're at on that growth. So we started out with selling partnership opportunities just last month, and we're no longer pre-revenue. So we already have 2,400 in annual reoccurring revenue, with just over 20,000 in ARR in our pipeline estimated to close by the end of December. So what does that look like as far as a market? So as we noted, our initial revenue model is really starts with the communities we serve for a relatively sizable TAM. But in the future, we see the concept of a community extending beyond the visitors bureaus type organizations. And that's already happening with some of the corporate partnerships that we have in process. But we're really excited about the potential opportunity that hotels and short-term rentals bring as well. So now let's talk about why we're the team to be able to bring this to market. So I've been fortunate enough to be able to have led through two successful exits. I spent the last 10 years creating and managing software teams from idea through acquisition. And Andy brings over 10 years of experience at Microsoft architecting large-scale solutions while managing teams of developers. So collectively, we have over 30 years of software dev experience and over 10 years of startup experience. So now that you know a little bit about Sherpa, we'd love for you to go out and support your local community by going on a Sherpa adventure this weekend or even tonight. But if you don't have any adventures in your community, help us to resolve that problem, either by creating your own adventures or by sharing us with your chambers, your visitors bureaus, DMOs, and EDAs. So as a recap, we're gaining traction here quickly with a projected ARR of just over 20K this year. With COVID, local travel has really now become the only travel, and people are discovering how much they love it. And we have the experience needed to be able to put together a team to make this a success. So we'd love for you to join us as we prepare to introduce Sherpa to the rest of the world. So I want to thank you for the opportunity to be able to tell you about Sherpa. And I'd love to answer any questions you might have.
Thanks, Chris. This is awesome and really exciting. Love what you guys are doing. What does Sherpa mean or stand for? Like what is the back history of the name?
Yeah, so the name for Sherpa comes from the guides that are, you know, predominantly in the Himalayas, where that it's a nationality, a group of people that are guiding people up into the mountains, right? So they're the guides, they're the ones that take care of all of the logistics, make it possible for people to be able to explore an adventure. And so we really took that name as a way to be able to help just describe these people that are creating these guides for other people, right? And so they're not necessarily, they're not going with you on these adventures, but they're providing you with all of the information that you need to be able to do that yourself.
Cool. Yeah, that's awesome. And just so I understand, like your revenue model, you guys, like to the end user, it's free. It's just like using, yep, you know, like Travel Advisor or whatever, but you guys charge communities and different organizations for posting their content and cultivating their content. Is that correct?
Or like— Yes. So it's So the model there is that, as you mentioned, for the travelers, for the people that are creating the content, we have a few different end users, but for the travelers and the people that are creating the content, that's all free. For the communities, this is something that's a business model that's kind of already there with destination marketing organizations or visitors bureaus, where they're trying to create content that highlights their communities to be able to say, here's the attractions in town that people can go see. Here's the businesses in town that you might want to go explore. That's something that there's a business model already there. So we're just jumping into that to say, hey, they can purchase subscriptions as part of that. They get adventures created in their communities. They also are able to highlight the adventures from Sherpa back on their own site, being able to do a little bit more, learn a little bit of data about who's exploring and what kind of interest they have in their communities. So that's where our revenue comes in from this.
Cool. Any other questions from the crowd? Otherwise, I can go all day. But if anyone else has questions, feel free to just chime in.
Yeah, that's a quick one. I don't know if you mentioned this, Chris, but how did you come up with the idea and what's sort of the story behind it?
Yeah, so I've lived in Rochester here for about 10 years, but now I have two young kids, so 6 and an 8-year-old. And as when you have young kids, it seems like you always find out about it's a day off of school, like the day before it's a day off of school. So you don't really have a lot of time to be able to plan of what you're going to be able to do. And so exploring with young kids, kind of last minute trying to find things to do. We're always looking for different things to do in our community that maybe weren't the same thing even a few years ago, because as they grow, you know, their interests, they can do more things. We're trying different things out in the community. And so just finding what we can do in our own community was a big driver of that. And seeing other people looking for that same type of information of just, you know, when you're in a community of really any size, there's always new things that are coming up that you just haven't experienced, and you don't have that experience because it's not, you know, what you're coming from previously. And then the other piece of it as well is being from Greater Minnesota. We see a lot of these communities that are trying to find a new identity. You know, maybe the industries that were keeping them alive and running previously are going away. And it's a great opportunity for people to, or for communities to be able to find their identity through people exploring and traveling into their community. So we have mining communities, for example, in northern Minnesota that are now turning into mountain biking communities and things like that, where they have these industries that have just left and they're trying to figure out how do they promote what can be done in their communities and use the resources that they have. And so this is another great tool for them to be able to do that.
Nice. Yeah, certainly. I've got 3 kids, 5-year-old, 3-year-old, and 7 weeks now. Mm-hmm. And so I can certainly relate to your experience of, you know, we'll be out sometimes and we're just wondering, okay, what can we do in the local area that, you know, we'll just be somewhere and want to do something. So certainly I can see the value in a tool like that. Right now, my wife often, she uses, there's a group, a Facebook group of moms that, you know, they are always posting about things. So
yes,
this could be a more organized tool specifically for the purpose of finding things to do. But then another question along, or I don't know if it ties in exactly, but when you think about your expansion, you mentioned the markets. How do you envision expanding geographically? Are you focused in the local area of Minnesota and then kind of expands like outward, or what's that look like?
Yeah, so we have southern Minnesota relatively heavily covered with adventure so far. A lot of work to be able to get more density here just in our own area. But then as we look to expand regionally, it's working with some of the larger organizations that can help with that to be able to promote this to the different communities. And so Explore Minnesota is a good example of that, of, you know, people that we're working with to be able to help promote this to more visitors bureaus. But then we have initiative foundations that do similar type of things with economic development. So we've been identifying a few of those organizations to help us introduce ourselves to a larger community. That can work regionally. So we're talking to Travel Wisconsin as well to be able to see what we can do in Wisconsin and then down into Iowa. But beyond that, we're just going to continue to have to work on our messaging of, you know, how this can be helpful for communities to be able to help this grow beyond just the individual one-to-one conversations that we're currently having.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And I'll pause, see if anyone else wants to ask a question. Otherwise, I've got another.
I'll ask a question. Can you kind of give us an idea? What is one of these? So I go and I download one of these experiences. What am I downloading or getting? Am I getting basically like a piece of paper that says, hey, go see this, make sure to try this type thing?
Yeah.
Is it audio? Is it, I mean, what are the different?
Good question. So it's mostly text-based with some images that go with it to be able to provide some context around it. We do have some people that are uploading YouTube videos to go with them as well, to be able to say, like, here's what our experience was, to just be able to provide a little bit more context. But the majority of that information is coming in a text-based form. And so it's whether it's you're using your cell phone, it's a progressive web app. So it's a website is what all the content is on. So if you're looking at it on your desktop, laptop, or even on your phone, it's something that you're interacting with. One, at the learn about it kind of intro to the adventure, you're just getting a, you know, broad context around what type of adventure is this? What should you bring with? How long is it going to take? How far are you going to be traveling on this? That really basic information, just so you know how to prepare for it. And then when you go to each one of the stops, it's saying, you know, this is a full experience. And so the idea here is that they're providing you information on not just like, here's a good restaurant and why I like this restaurant. It's saying, you're going to this restaurant because you're going to go here for appetizers. And this is, you know, this is the type of appetizers that I like, but look, you know, and then you're going to go to this next place and we're going to go to this next place for this reason. You know, so it's not a review site on each one of these locations. They're telling you, here's what you should be looking for in this location, what type of experience that we're trying to curate for you with it. So, so it's providing you a little bit of that content for each one of the stops, in addition to here's how to navigate to it. So when you could click on their location, it can bring you right there with your navigation as well.
Do you have something in place where you're reviewing this content that they're generating and saying, yes, this meets our standards, or no, this doesn't meet our standards?
So there's a little bit with just the format of it. So again, it's multi-stop, so it has to be more than one location. That's one way that we help to keep it to not be just a review site and saying like, this is what I like or don't like about it. So that, you know, we have some kind of guide rails on it from the technology aspect of it. And then we do every single one that goes through right now is just basically us putting a couple final touches and approving it and sending out the door. So that scales to where we're at right now. That's not going to scale through next summer even. And so how that continues to progress is basically as people are creating content, the most engaging content rises to the top. And then if there's anything that's just kind of out of, you know, just not good content for one reason or another, we can, the community can help to kind of report that and keep that on the up and up. So that's something that the other piece of that is making sure that we're providing a platform for people from all different backgrounds and walks of life. You know, some of the pushback I originally put on a couple of them when they first came in is like, man, you're going to all of these state parks in the same adventure. Like, are you sure this is a day trip? Then it was funny because they were like, well, yeah, that's what we did. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm looking at this from the perspective of somebody with two young kids. And like, I can't do that because like, I can't haul two young kids around it. But like, as a young couple of course you can do that. Right. So, so a lot of it is us not putting our own perspective too much on other people's adventures. Cause you know, there's a lot of different perspectives that are coming into this.
Interesting.
How do you acquire like the end users, right? Like how do you get the end user traffic up?
So regionally we're getting the word out in a few different ways. One is just local promotion. Like we're on the local TV station. So that first page that I showed you, that's the sidebar of the biggest TV station's homepage. Like we're on the homepage there, where their complete things to do page. And then every Thursday they have one of our Sherpas on there talking about an adventure for the weekend. And so that gives us really good viewing here in the local region. As we expand that, there's a little bit that we can do just around the SEO aspect of it, because we have a lot of locations coming in. So as people are looking for things to do in communities, we can start to bubble up a little bit higher in that. That helps as well. And then as these communities start promoting it out into their communities, so as we become just part of their own things to do page, so when you're looking for things to do in these local locations, that also helps as well.
So I'm assuming that you paid the TV station or have some kind of partnership with them. Like how do you afford that? And like, how is that? Cause
it's a value swap type of thing. So like they actually came to us looking for the content. And so, because as a TV station, people watch the local news to find out what's the new businesses, what's the new attractions in town. Right. And this guy actually had experience doing this in another market, where they actually had to spin up an entirely separate company to do that, to be able to provide kind of the things to do content. Because as a TV station, people are looking for that information, but they also want to know that you're providing news and that you're not the organization that's kind of mixing and matching that what is hard news and what's entertainment, right? And so we can come in and be the entertainment side of this and provide that information around things to do in the community. And that provides really good value for their customers as well.
Do you think that's going to be the case when you go to other communities, or do you think they're going to be looking for like the cut, their cut?
On the TV side or newspaper, no matter, you know, any of those types of organizations, we believe that's going to be the case. Like, so we talked up kind of through the higher levels of that organization. It seems like that's going to flow through to the other communities that we go to as well. Just because, again, there's kind of a market there for that. And that's something that we can make that work economically for everybody.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think like that's the thing I always struggle with businesses like this is like, to in order to sell and monetize your platform, you have to have the traffic almost, it seems, right? Like you have to have people on your website looking for things to make it worthwhile. But, you know, like how, what comes first, the audience or the economic development corps and the chambers and that kind of stuff? It's like, you just have to, but it's interesting that you got that thing with the TV station. I think that's really cool. And a good way to get started and to get your audience up.
And yeah, and that's something that works kind of also with the economic development, the chambers, the visitors bureaus as well. That's kind of why we've been focusing in heavily on the communities aspect and then the content creation. We haven't been focusing as much on the traveler's experience. There's a lot of work that can be done there. There's a lot of improvements that we can do there. But as you noted, like with a multi-sided marketplace, you have to focus on aspects of that marketplace. You can't be focusing on everything at the same time. It just doesn't work that way. So that's why we're focusing in on this content creation side, because that business model already exists. So when you talk about like Stephen, when you were talking about kind of the local moms group that's providing that information, we have a similar thing here in Rochester where there's like a moms blog group that's providing a lot of that content. And usually they're the ones that are providing it to the DMO or the visitors bureau, because again, they're looking to pay for that content. And so we can provide both that content and some unique creators that are coming in to be able to create it, as well as the ability for them to be able to promote that content on their own site. So we're just kind of tapping into business models that already exist to be able to help promote that creation side of it, so that we can then turn and focus on the traveler side as well eventually.
That's cool. Any other questions from anyone?
Yeah, I have a Facebook question here. The question is this different from live or live? I'm not sure what it is.
I'm not sure either.
I bet you the internet knows. Let's take a look.
That's a good question. I haven't seen any. So there's different models that are similar in different ways. There's the, like we mentioned with Airbnb experiences, there's also a company called Viator that's really big throughout the nation, or throughout the world, I should say. And both of those are tour guide marketplaces. And so there's kind of the difference there is the fact that you're not going with on the adventure. So this doesn't require that you are either A, a tour guide, or B, want to do that in a gig economy type of a framework, right? And so that helps with more content, more communities, works in a lot of different places where Airbnb experiences, Viator just doesn't. And then on the other end of the spectrum, there's TripAdvisor, there's Yelp reviews, there's Google Places, there's all that, individual pieces of content related to each one of these locations that you can go read up and try and understand the details about it. And then use that to be able to create an adventure on your own. And so we're kind of gapping that between the two to be able to provide some additional insight, additional information to be able to help people to be able to get where they need to go. So.
Cool. Any other questions from the crowd? Awesome. Cool. Well, then if there's no other questions, we'll kind of wrap up. Obviously, you kind of went into this already for your ask, but maybe you can just recap it. You know, like what can the community do for you, Chris?
Yeah. Getting out there and, give it a try. Give us feedback. Anything that you can do to be able to provide feedback. I mean, we're still a young company that's getting started and love to be able to get any additional feedback. If there's anybody that you know that could, as a traveler, as a creator, as a community, if there's any connections there, either A, providing just kind of an intro there, or just getting their feedback as well. Like that's something that's super valuable to us. We're just trying to get as much information as possible as we're getting started. Just think about how this would work in your community. That's something that, as we're trying to grow to other areas, we want to make sure that we can find really good ways to connect in and help this grow.
Awesome.
Thank you cool. so much.
Chris, it was awesome having you here today. Thanks for taking the time and joining us here in Appleton. Everyone reach out to Chris and check out what he's got. I'm excited to get on there and do some local journeys. I think that'll be really cool. Awesome. Thanks everyone for joining us.
Thanks for listening to this week's speaker. And thank you for your continued support of 1 Million Cups and our community of entrepreneurs.